To the courts we go, that extraordinary matter. I mean, I keep calling it that, but it really is. Nomia Rosemary Ndlovu is alleged to have benefited from over 1.4 million rand in funeral and life insurance policies over a six-year period after several of her relatives were murdered. She is now charged with murder in that regard. Covering that story for us is Masichaba Sifularo, our EWN reporter. Masichaba, another extraordinary day in the courts. The bit I managed to follow this morning, I mean, it's not something that I'm sitting and watching all the time, but the bit I saw was questions being asked about of Nomia Ndlovu about money that was paid to her from policies but not paid on to family members who should have been the beneficiaries. How did she respond to those questions? The bits I heard, she seemed to be struggling.
Good afternoon, John. Nomia Ndlovu has repeatedly said that she had offered the mother of one of her alleged victims money after there had been an insurance payout. It was money to the tune of 15,000 rand. Now, that question actually brought out some of the most interesting thing, that one of the most interesting things that came out of today's proceedings, and that was that it seems Nomia Ndlovu is unhappy with the way her lawyer has handled some of the witnesses that have come up in this matter. Another example would be one of the alleged hitmen in Jabulo Kunene, who she supposedly traveled to Bushbuck Ridge with to identify her sister's home. Her sister, apparently, she had been plotting to kill along with her five children. And she actually said that her lawyer had not put it to Mr. Kunene that they were in fact traveling to Bushbuck Ridge because he had asked her to help him find the services of a traditional healer. And she says that that should have been asked to him because that was in fact the real reason why they were traveling. But more interestingly, John, is that what came out of that statement as well was that she was coached by Kunene to tell the person who was driving them to Bushbuck Ridge that that they were going to commit this crime. As you may know, there is a video that everyone has probably seen by now in which Nomia is speaking about how these crimes should be carried out and that the house should be set alight with Joyce and her children in it. And she denies this completely. She says that was never the case. She was actually told to say this because the driver of the car is in fact a thug who is money hungry, and if they were to tell him that, he would feel like the trip to Bushbuck Ridge is in fact worth his while.
So what else came up? I mean, the money thing caught my eye. It's been a long day in the courts. What were some of the other things that added to the storyline of this particular court case?
Besides Joyce, the story of Joyce and the plot to kill her, the court spoke about, I mean, there were questions personally and there were the death of her former lover, Morris Mabaso, and we actually got to speak to Morris Mabaso's sister, who says that she believes that there were earlier attempts on the brother, that this didn't happen in the court. Of course, we spoke to her on the sidelines, but she says that she believes that there were previous attempts on her brother's life, and she would like to hear from Nomia Ndlovu, even though she says it is painful to see her in pain as she appears to be, but she actually doesn't believe that Nomia feels anything for the alleged crimes that she committed. Another case is that of Madala. Now, yesterday when she was in court, it was opposed to Nomia Ndlovu that she had actually fraudulently registered Madala Homo as her spouse, even though he was in fact her cousin.
Right.
And today she says, well, I mean, her response yesterday was that, well, that was a mistake. It must have been a mistake on the insurance company's behalf because she had said that Madala is actually her brother. Now, it comes out today that the same mistake seems to have happened with a different insurance company. She was asked first why then she didn't try to correct this when she made the claim. And she said, no, she was advised by the official that she was speaking to at the time that because he already appeared as a spouse on the policy, she must continue and claim as though she's claiming for her spouse. It was put to her that she did so. She knowingly, because she knew that there would be additional benefits if she registered
yes.
him as spouse. Now, he's never been married. That's one other thing. He's never been married. She
right.
denies this again completely and says, nope, that's not how she wanted it done. She had already said to the officials over and over again that this was her brother, not her spouse. And, well, that went ahead the way that it did, and she made the claim the way it was done. She could not really give an explanation as to how the same mistake then could have happened with a different insurance company. But she did say that when she went to identify Madala Holman's body at the morgue, in the forms that she had to fill out there, she did say that she is a relative, a brother.
Right.
He was a brother. And she says that is a demonstration that she did not ever mean to mislead the insurance companies, the courts, or whoever she had to, you know, explain that relationship to.
Thank you very much. Masichaba Sifularo, EWN reporter, out at the trial of Nomia Ndlovu.